My wife has been like driving around like, I don't know how many miles she's been putting on her car, trying to find a new place for us to live. We're in our apartment now, and we got like, I think next week we have to give them like our 60-day notice. Most places do that, or 30-day notice to say, hey, I'm not going to be living here anymore. And I'm kind of like wondering, where are we going to go? Because here's the thing that sucks. We would like to go from an apartment that we're in right now to renting somebody's house, or like a duplex or like a townhouse, just something like that to rent. We're not going to buy anything.
Rent the most haunted house in Indy so that we have some good show content.
Yeah, no. Aren't there places in Joppa?
No, I'm not moving anywhere near Joppa.
Yeah, go to Joppa, please.
Yeah, you go to Joppa. That's your kind of stuff. I'm not having people chase me out with pitchforks and stuff. No way. But here's the problem we've been running into is that the people have like other applicants, and I feel like we're like we looks like we have a chance, but in reality we don't. For example, we applied at one place. It was really nice, kind of in the Broad Ripple area about 2 weeks ago. We went there, filled out the app, we got a tour. Lady was nice. She's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. She acted like she liked us and stuff.
She
could just see
she acted like she'd fake
always
it.
Do.
Fake AF landlord.
I couldn't be a fake landlord. I would be like, yeah, thanks, guys. I'll get back to you. And we do that, but she's like, just so you guys know, I had about 14 other people that have looked at this place already.
14?
And it was only up there for like 3 days. So apparently a lot of people are trying to get in and live in that particular area.
Must be a cool place.
Oh, I don't know. It's better than where we're at now. But the problem I'm running into, at least I'm wondering, what do you guys think about this? If you were a landlord, because I don't know what the legal stuff is, but people still do stuff whether it's legal or not. If you were a landlord, would you take somebody like me and my wife
and lock them up in the basement and chop them up? Yes.
No. Would you rent to somebody that, like, the first person, like, my wife and I, we're a couple, you know, I guess you could say we're professionals, young professionals, but we have a couple of dogs.
Nope.
Or would you take, like, this old lady, probably 60 years old,
yep,
like, hi, I'd like to rent your place.
Well, then again, you don't want somebody dying on your property. Well, Doesn't that lower the value?
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering too, though.
It's
but
being
it's like,
haunted by Brenda.
I never. First of all, I don't think we're that big of a deal. Like, I'm glad people listen to the show and that they like us. That's awesome. But we're just normal people. We just talk. That's what we do. I don't think we're celebrity or crap like that.
Speak for yourself.
No, but I'm wondering. Okay, see, that's what I'm bringing up.
I'm kidding.
I'm wondering though. Do you think maybe because if somebody does listen, like if somebody is a fan of the show and they really like us, do you think maybe I should start having my wife drop my name when she goes and checks these places out? Like, oh yeah, my husband Joe from the Joe and Alex show.
To be honest, I can't drop my name when I'm in public places because I'm afraid I'm going to get shot.
Yeah, they'll be like, no, not her.
No occupancy. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Because everywhere we go, we've had like three places where they're like, hey, we'll get to you. And they end up contacting us. Hey, we went with somebody else. I'm like, we're going to be homeless in 60 days, like finding a dang place to live or rent.
To be honest, like to answer your question, like totally, like truthfully, if I was a landlord, I would rent to the old lady instead of you guys.
For sure, I agree.
No, because you guys have dogs. And I feel like as a landlord, you're thinking about your property value and dogs chew and they pee on carpet and it's gross, you know, make them smell or make the place smell. And so I would be like, yeah, I'm going to pick the non-pet person.
But do you choose the dying old lady or Joe from the Joe and Alex
show?
Because you're going to drop your name like a D-bag?
I don't want to. I don't know what to do. This is never my idea, but my wife's going to look at a place today, I think at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something, whatever.
How to be a douche. Step one, say I work in radio.
Do you know who I am?
Or I'm just wondering if they hint that, like, you know, hey, what do you do for a living? What's your husband do? It's like, oh, well, he works in radio. Like,
but see, the
oh,
problem is, with this scenario, you're banking that this landlord is going to be a listener, and there is a 99.9% probability that they're not.
I know. I've seen the ratings. I trust me. I know there's a high odd that nobody actually is listening.
JK, our ratings are pretty good, but seriously. I mean, I don't think
what
you
do you guys think, though?
It.
Or should I maybe, like, not mention the dogs at first?
Yeah, don't mention the wolves.
Never mention
and then,
the
like,
dogs.
Go there to sign it. Then, like, oh, I thought you knew we had dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any advice here? Joe and Alex show, if you could tweet us, or maybe, like, if legit, I know this is self-serving here, but I'm looking for a freaking place to live, and I want to rent, like, a house, like a couple of bedrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
But we can't
find your wife a job. Find you a place to live. Our listeners are not your maids.
Yeah, can we keep spoon-feeding you, Joe?
Yeah,
what else do you need,
it? It's worked so far. Or if you want to call off air, I'll talk to you. 317-239-1009. But you guys don't think it's like, hey, do you guys, you know, the Joe and Alex show? That's us.
I think NYK wants to move out where he's living. Maybe you guys could get a 3-bedroom together.
Would you want to live with us?
So me, Joe, and Alex, right?